A Prayer for When You Need to Ask God Why, written by Cindy McMiniman, read by Emily Hall. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. Admit it, you have lots of why questions for God. Why am I going through this situation? Why did you let that happen? Why didn't you allow me to experience that blessing? Although it's human nature to question and to try to find the reasoning behind God's whys, I truly believe most of our why questions result from ignorance about who God is or a lack of faith in what He's doing. After more than 30 years of discipling women, I've come up with what I call God's top 10 answers to our why questions. They're not in any particular order, but they are all based on Scripture and what it tells us of God's character. If He were to speak audibly, perhaps His answers to your questions would be one of these 10. 1. Trust me, I have my reasons. 2. So you will grow. 3. You never asked. 4. You are asking for the wrong reasons. 5. So you'll rely on me. 6. Just wait. 7. I have something better in mind. 8. I'm protecting you. 9. I'm making you more like Jesus. Or 10. Because I love you. Can you trust this God upon whom you have piled your questions? Then say this prayer from your heart as a way of letting Him know you are His and you trust Him with whatever He has in mind. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that in spite of your no or wait or even your silence, you know what is very best for me, and you promise to work for my eternal good, not just temporary satisfaction. Thank you that in all situations, in all pain and pressure and circumstances beyond my control, you are making me more like Christ as I give up my will and surrender to yours. Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please you. So I choose to believe that you have it all under control. Thank you for being a good, loving, all-knowing, and ever-present God who will not let anything touch me that hasn't first passed through your loving hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.